Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Scott and I recently began researching the Quiz Bowl, a quiz-based competition that tests young students on a wide variety of academic subjects. Our investigation led us to Walter Bates, a notorious Quiz Bowl coach who helps young men and women reach their scholastic potential. Word on the street has been Bates records all of his interviews with new recruits. Miraculously, we were able to get a hold of the audio from Bates' interview with local Albuquerque student James Chang. Here is that tape.
Can I get you something to drink, Mr. Bates?
I'm good. I'm good. Have a seat.
Thank you very much.
Sure. I want to thank you for meeting with me.
Well, my father set it up. He'll be coming in. He wanted me to meet you solo for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, I like to have a couple of moments to just kind of, you know, so we can sort of feel each other out, because I know that a lot of times your parents come in and they have their ideas about what your future is supposed to be and, you know, and all that. But really, you're the one that I'm, you know, we're looking to here.
Yeah. So will my father ever be part of this interview?
We may bring him in towards the end. If you think it's appropriate and I think it's appropriate, maybe not. I don't know. You know, here's the thing is that you're a seventh grader, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, 500 years ago, you'd be making all of your own decisions at this point. So,
yeah,
it's your future.
I feel, in some ways, I'm a man. In some ways, I'm an infant. My question for you is, I could graduate this year. Do you think I should? Do you recommend kids come out at seventh grade when they've done the quiz circuit and jump into the high school game? Is it faster?
I think if you
speed.
Yeah.
So you use that year. Don't jump into it. Let myself mature physically and mentally.
Yeah, we may redshirt you another year when you get to the high school level. We've got some of our kids don't graduate until they're 20, 21. They have those extra years really pay off.
My concern as a Quiz Bowl player is that I would get minutes. Like I'm not excited to. Your academy is amazing, but I'm not excited to sit on the bench. I've had other coaches.
Well, how good are you, James?
I'm the best in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Just New Mexico?
It's the only competition I've never competed outside of New Mexico.
Reach high, James. Reach high. I can tell you this. You will have an opportunity to compete. Understand, and competition makes everyone better. So the kids on our bench, they're fantastic. They're terrific. They could start somewhere else. We could put them out. We could, you know, they could do solo rounds. They could do whatever. You understand? On our bench, though, they're contributing, and they're getting ready for their moment. Because, you know, a lot could happen. People get hurt. People get mono. You know, and it's next man up. But the question is, are you the man?
Many of the things I've read is that you basically buy up talent so you have it and you park it on the bench so your competitors don't have that talent. For you roster 20 athletes, basically.
We're always looking for talent because that's how you have the best program in the country. I don't have to sabotage other programs because we can straight up beat other programs.
And you have.
Yes. And, but so tell me, you've competed here in New Mexico. What would you say your strongest areas are, your strengths? And well, what are some of the areas that you really think, you know, you could use a little work on?
I honestly don't think I have any weaknesses, but I can tell you my journey into the game. I was a spelling bee kid. My father was very much into Spellbound, that documentary, and he pushed me into it at an early age. And if I got a word wrong, he would hit me with a dictionary. And he was very tough on me. Is that common?
You know, among the greats.
Yeah.
Among the greats.
We have a complicated relationship. I mean, I'm only 12, but I see the pressure he's put on me has created weird fissures in my personality that burst out at unexpected times.
Yeah. Okay, well then we may get him in later here to add.
Hi, I just thought I'd bring you some lemon bars.
Thank you, Mommy.
Would you like a lemon bar?
No.
You guys look hungry to me.
I would love one.
You look, I'm sorry, I'm going to insist you eat a lemon bar.
All right, just leave it right there.
Okay, I want to see you take a little bite, though.
Thanks, Mommy.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too. We'll watch Gilmore Girls again tonight, Mommy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, thank you.
You guys are adorable.
Pull the door closed, please, on the way out.
Is this good enough? Or?
All the way,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
I love my mommy.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's lovely.
She's the soft part. My dad is the hard part. We have a very simple breakdown in the house. Anyways, and then I was a mathlete when I was 7.
Good.
I was in a Stanley Kaplan course for math until I was, you know, before I could walk almost.
Right.
So I was very verbal at a young age, but not athletic. I didn't walk till I was 4. And Mommy would just feed me and hold me. I lived on Mommy's body till I was almost 5. I started walking at 4. But my brain grew, so she would support my brain. I think my brain is heavier. But now I'm proportional and I'm fully, you know, I can walk and such.
So which is good.
My motor skills have developed.
I mean, it's good, but to be frank, you walk onto the stage and into the chair, that's really all
I don't
you,
need it.
You,
no, I've picked the right
profession. You know, there's not much that really gets you.
Yeah. And I started my own, you know, geography bowl in the garage when I was a young kid to raise money for cancer. And I won that, and then that became like a local news item, and I was a local hero for that. And then, you know, your classic Jeopardy fiend. I watch a lot of Jeopardy. I read all the history books that are related to shows like that, and I have a good common core.
Trigonometry?
I've done trig. I'm pretty good at trig.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did your mom give you lemon bars?
Yes, we have some. We did get a lemon bar. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to take these away. I think we discussed this already. Lemon bars are for regional champions. Okay, until you win that, you're not going to be having extra special baked good treats.
Yes, sir.
Given to you by your mom. Okay,
yes, sir.
You're going to have one, just not right now. Okay,
take yes, this sir. One too.
Yes, sir.
All right, minute,
please.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye bye. Right.
Is there a lock on that door?
There is. He may kick it in, but yes, I just locked it.
So, what about your weaknesses, James?
Sorry, I have to use my inhaler. My weaknesses, I mean, truthfully, not to leave this room. If my father's in the audience, I can't perform. If he's in my field of vision, I can't perform. So, he either has to stay backstage or I don't hit a groove. So that would be my kryptonite.
Yeah, we can take care of that.
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we listen, I guarantee you, you know, we just send his picture to security and he doesn't get into the building. You know.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We don't have a problem with that.
I guess maybe unconsciously I'm looking for another father figure, but I'm not really. Like I want a coach and I want a good program and I want to win and I want to parlay that into a college scholarship as well. I have a 10-year plan. I'd like to go to an Ivy League school and get into biology and then medicine.
Yeah. I'm your coach. I'm your father. I'm your driver. I point the way for you. I'm your wayfinder. I can be a cook. There's a lot of things I can be, James. You understand? I fulfill all of those roles.
I guess, can you make lemon bars, for example?
I don't make lemon bars, no.
What do you cook?
I do a lot of egg dishes. Eggs are good. Eggs are brain food.
I like eggs.
Yeah, a lot of high fat things. We stay away from sugar. Your dad's wrong. Lemon bars are not for regional champions.
They're not?
No.
They're not for...
They're not good for you. Because with the sugar high comes the sugar crash. Lack of focus, lack of concentration.
Oh my God, what are these lemon bars doing outside in the hallway? Oh, is this locked?
Yeah, hold on, Mommy.
Don't open it.
Hello? Maybe they're right, in the garage.
I'm going to unlock it.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
When you accidentally set these outside in the hallway. Here you go. Eat these. Okay, bye-bye.
Dad didn't.
It's all right. Leave them there. Leave them there. Don't touch it.
Thank you. If I were to sign with your program,
mm-hmm.
is the summer training, is that in dorms, or can I commute from home, have my mommy take me to practices, and then...
No. It's in dorms. We want to house you. We want to give you the best environment we possibly can. We want to support you in every way we can.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You'll have nutritionists. You'll have people doing your laundry for you.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a big machine. You understand? Yeah. We're at Canyon Crest Academy. We're winners. Do you understand? Quiz Bowl is very important to us.
Kitty. Hey, kitty. Is that kitty?
Is that your kitty. Cat?
He's eating them. He's eating the lemon bars.
Okay. So, you know, we can get you a girlfriend.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like an eighth grade or a freshman girl?
Freshman, sophomore, junior.
Like a girl who's gone through puberty and is on the other side of it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I would sign. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yes.
After listening to four shoeboxes worth of similar tapes, Scott and I knew we had to meet the man. Unfortunately, at the time, I was busy covering a story in Sri Lanka, but Scott soldiered on without me to the Canyon Crest Academy in South San Diego to meet Walter Bates. Scott was given an exclusive look into the Quiz Bowl Training Center, where Bates fosters young talent and navigates the challenges of a hyper-competitive world.
Now, all these trophies are from... These are your school trophies, obviously. There's a lot of trophies here.
Yeah.
Man. This one says Canyon Crest Academy. Mm-hmm. That's you.
That's
and
us.
This is... They're all first place.
Yeah.
Man. So how did you... You've been coaching here for a while now?
25 years.
Wow. This is really impressive. I mean, I've been to other schools, and I've never seen a facility like this to train their...
No.
Mental... What would you call the athletes? Mental athletics?
It's what we call them, you know, quiz bowlers or
quiz bowlers.
Mathletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really we just call them men and women.
Even though they're like 7th, 8th graders?
They're men and women.
Okay. This is one of the fastest growing sports, by the way. That's just from me Googling and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's, you know, it's about knowledge. Knowledge is power. I think we recognize that. You know, everybody wants to be Bill Gates. You know, nobody wants to be Walter Payton anymore.
Hmm. Both those guys were the best at what they did.
They were. But who made more money? Who changed the world? Hmm.
Well, they were both really well off. I mean... Very well off, both of them.
Yeah, they did all right.
Mm-hmm.
Who's still alive?
That's definitely the Microsoft guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to the tape.
Yeah. Which tape?
I don't know. Your assistant or somebody sent over a box of tapes. It was a bunch of interviews.
The Chang tape?
Yeah, the James Chang tape. But you basically, like, that was really incredible. Because, I mean, it must be hard for you to keep such a high level of success. You obviously need to bring in these great talents. Like, James Chang was obviously a genius. Someone who...
not really. James is kind of an idiot.
James Chang is an idiot. Because he seemed very intelligent. He had the oversized brain.
Yeah.
He had
a lot of the measurables. But, you know, that kid never competed outside of New Mexico. He didn't have the killer instinct. But he looks good on paper. The reason we go to...
Yeah, like, why even recruit him if you're not interested?
Well, you know, they're watching every move we make. You understand?
The other schools?
My crosstown rivals are... you know, if they see me get in a car, if I book a plane ticket, they know where I'm going. They know to look for me.
Is this South San Diego?
This is South San Diego.
They watch everything you do.
Buckford Academy.
Uh-huh.
SJ Jesuit. You know, anyone really who has a competitive program, you've got to keep up with who the competition is. You got to know what their strengths are. You got to know what their weaknesses are. And, you know, when we go to letter of intent, it's very competitive. You understand? And we can offer these kids a lot, but sometimes we need to do everything we can to sort of direct the other schools, you know, to make them spread their resources a
little
bit.
So you're faking them out? You're basically...
Some of it is just some smokescreen.
Because James Chang seemed excited about.
Yeah, he's never coming to. That's to Canyon Crest.
The parents were excited. Everyone seemed. I mean, it's just from the tape. Even the cat. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell what a cat's thinking.
Ideally, some other very okay school will offer him an opportunity, and then he'll either go or he won't. But
he did bring up something interesting on the tape. He brought up the idea of just stacking talent, of bringing people on just to bench, just so other people can't have them compete against you. Is there any truth to you just collecting almost all the talent in the United States and almost like hiding them from the other schools?
There's no such thing as too much talent. You know? The more talent you have, the more talented you are. The more talented a team you're going to be able to field. Yeah, you understand? If there's a blue chip kid that comes to us, that means he's not going to, you know, to these other schools, SJ, Jesuit, or Buckford, or, you know. But, no, I want that kid. If he's good, I want him.
Yeah, it's
if
like
she knows
Nick
what she's
Saban,
doing,
stacks Alabama with as many good players as he can get.
Yeah.
Coach Bates?
Yes.
I need to talk to you.
What is it?
I saw the roster for our regional meet on Sunday, and I'm not on it. That makes 2 years I've been committed to your program, and I haven't missed a practice, and I've been in summer sessions, and you said I would play by the time I'm a sophomore. And I have not played, and I quit. I'm walking off of your program. Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I'm just going to... I didn't mic you the first time. Can I just hold it? I'm going to hold this.
Who are you?
Oh, God. You don't even know me. I am Mike McPalick.
McPalick?
Delaware.
McPalick. Oh, yes. Yeah. The Wilmington kid. Okay. Okay.
You don't even know my name.
No, that's
You've
fine.
You've literally seen me at practice for 2 years, and you still don't know my name.
Your name's Mike.
Your program sucks. I'm going to go to a competing school.
All right.
Fuck you.
Godspeed.
I'm taking my tools.
Hang on a second.
What kind of tools were those?
Just a second. Marjorie, can you do a remote wipe?
Do you mind if I film you or record you while you're doing this?
What's that kid's name? On,
Mike.
Mike McPalick's...
Got notebook. It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remote wipe. Thank you.
Swipe his iPad and his AirBook.
Get his
Wi-Fi password shut down.
Take it out.
Are you allowed to do that? I mean, is it just kids?
Well, don't forget to take your medication, sir.
Oh, thank you.
That poor kid. He spent so much time. He committed to your program. He was a team player. It seemed like he never missed a practice. He said he's not. You're not going to let him compete?
No. He competes every day at practice. If he's not good enough to crack the squad, if he can't crack the starting lineup, he doesn't start.
My magnetic key card won't operate my locker. I need to get my backpack out of my locker so I can quit this stupid program.
I think you already did quit, Mike.
Someone shut down my stuff is in my locker, coach.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not a student here. You're not allowed to have access to the locker hall.
I don't get to be a... Fuck you.
You quit, didn't you?
I did.
Well, your scholarship, as I recall, is tied to you being on the squad.
Can't even finish the semester?
No.
Fuck you.
Are you just going to stand there and cry?
I have to call my mom, and for some reason, my phone doesn't work anymore. I want someone to pick me up from the school.
Marjorie, can you...
Can you get me a lift, Marjorie?
Just get this kid out of here, please.
I know I'm a journalist and this is breaking some rules, but you want to...
You're Hitler.
Ride,
you're basically academic Hitler.
How would you respond to a comment like someone calling you academic Hitler? I mean, that's... Hitler is a... It was pretty bad.
I don't know. Is that derogatory? Are they saying...
I think he's saying it
He's saying
it
in a derogatory way?
Yeah. Someone who caused the Holocaust.
That he's a dictator.
He's a dictator. Sorry.
You know, we produce winners here. That kid's not a winner.
So all these kids over here, are these kids are... What? Can you tell me about these drills over here? We see the... for those at home, there's a row of buttons, and there's kids all reaching for the button. They have headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this...
Buzzer drills.
Buzzer drills?
Yeah, we're doing buzzer drills.
Obviously, to answer a question quickly, you need to hit the buzzer as soon as you know it, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's a matter of microseconds, you know, and it doesn't matter if you know the answer if you don't get to the button before the other kids. So, you know, we do a lot of work with buzzer drills. Sometimes, with questions. Sometimes without questions. It's just, you know, hear the tone.
A microsecond is it's less than a second, right?
Microsecond, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
That would be slow if it was more than a second.
Yeah. No. No. Questions don't hang for a second when Canyon Crest Academy is in the competition.
Sir, Ranjit is having a seizure. She was doing the lightning round in the other room, and she's having a seizure.
Oh, my God. Okay. Excuse me. Marjorie. Oh, shit. She's got the kid in that, Jamie. Get her. Call the nurse.
Okay.
Handle it.
Okay.
I'm gonna foul him.
God damn it. That's that's one of my. We need her.
All right. So you look. You're looking pretty pale. What happened back there?
Regina is she's one of our superstars, really. She's our math anchor. Speaks fluent Greek, Latin. Very good with antiquities.
Is that an so she's just getting looks like the ambulance is just not even in a hurry anymore.
Well, they're out here a lot. So, it's usually not a problem, and they'll handle it. Sometimes it's just dehydration. Sometimes it's
what are you doing to these kids? I mean, this is
what am I doing to these kids?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
what am I doing to these kids? I am giving these kids an opportunity to be the best.
It's kind of freaking me out when you look at me like that. My God,
these kids are lucky to be here. They're happy to be here. If they have to take a trip to the hospital once in a while, get an IV, you know.
I've seen a few kids that can barely even walk.
Well, they came in like that.
We don't need no education. We don't need no
thought's control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
When I got back from my trip to Sri Lanka, Scott updated me on everything that had happened with Bates. There was no question. We had to follow up with him again. But this time, our journalistic senses told us we needed to go behind the scenes. Luckily, our press passes gave us access to the Mathletics locker room, where we witnessed Bates addressing his players after a local competition.
Excuse me, is this the Mathletics locker room this way? Can you tell me?
Yeah, you said down the hallway. It'll be on your left.
Okay. Matt, I thought you had the map. This school's confusing.
I mean, what the fuck was that?
There it is. Stay in the back, Scott.
Huh?
He's really mad.
Jesus Christ! You call that astronomy?
That was like, they must have lost. They must have told.
They got a really high score in astronomy. It wasn't perfect, but it was very high.
I'm so disappointed in you, Dan.
Coach, you put me out there for math and
Get the fuck out of my sight! Get out of here!
He just threw a laptop at that kid. He just smashed a laptop on the wall.
Sir, my mom picks me up in like 5 minutes.
Shut up! Sit down, you're not going fucking anywhere! Now listen to me. We won that match by 30 points. That is not enough!
He's saying they won. I thought, I know, it sounds like they lost.
He's like,
you are Canyon Crest Academy. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
I want to see better. I want to see more. I want to see. All right.
He's grabbing the kid's nuts.
Come here. Get over here. Get over here. Sit down.
Should we do something? But
we should probably let him know.
Give
we're
him.
Here.
Bring me the periodic table.
Hey, man. Just saying hi.
Just so you know we're here, Coach.
Yeah. Hello.
Just so you know we're here for your own.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that you're not being recorded. Or we're not filming.
Excuse me one second.
We're recording, though.
Hi, can I help you?
Scott and Matt, we're from UCB Sports.
We emailed you a couple times.
We do the follow-up interview. I wasn't able to make the earlier interviews. This was the only time I could be here, okay. And Scott said, let's do it then. Do you want to wrap things up?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. I'm glad we're here. We made us say that.
Yeah.
All right. So, no more Sundays off. We're going to get back at it. You understand? And we're going to do better.
We have church on Sundays. And again, my mom's picking me up. And like right now, she's in the front circle.
Get him out of here. Get everybody out of here.
Bye, guys.
Are we still doing the team trip to the Smithsonian Institute?
You guys.
Are we still going to Smithsonian Institute, Coach?
So, yeah, we noticed your interview.
Hi.
You know, we noticed your post-game speech was pretty tough.
For a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's hard sometimes, you know, when you have kids who are used to winning and they win all the time, it's hard to motivate them, you know, to get better. I was actually happy with how they performed today. It was a tough
it was just a little fake out.
Tough love.
No, I don't ever want to get an opportunity for them to, you know, I don't want them to even think for a moment that they can slack off.
I don't let them get comfortable.
I don't think you're in danger of that. I mean, you're the only team that wears shorts and gym shirts. You're the only team that competes in shorts and gym shirts. You very much intimidate them like a Bobby Knight would run a academic program. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're in any danger of slacking off.
Yeah.
Have you ever thrown a chair?
Just threw a laptop.
I guess that's more expensive.
It's what's the difference, really?
I guess I got to ask you, why did you grab that boy by his sack? Or was it just his shorts? It looked like from our angle.
Testicles is a technical term.
I don't think that, I don't think you guys saw what you thought you saw. But I will say that, you know, the coach, knowledge quiz mathlete relationship is, it's It goes deep. You understand? Mm-hmm. It goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Doesn't sound like you didn't grab his nuts. I mean,
again,
when you say that.
Again, there's, you know, there's really no evidence of that. And.
Well, there's audio, certainly.
And witnesses.
Me and Scott saying it in the moment. And then there's 20 kids who might have seen it.
That's, well, that's.
I guess you were not worried about them saying anything.
You know, I think you guys are just barking up. You're trying to make something out of nothing.
We're not. Are you?
Would you be open to us offering the kids a voluntary drug test?
What?
Would you? Me and Matt, just as journalists, we've been doing.
There's been rumors that you. Well, let me just ask you. Would you have your competitors take smart drugs, these drugs that make you more alert?
No.
Access more of your neural network?
No.
You would never allow your kids to use these drugs if it gave you an edge in competition.
Never.
Never. If they were, let's say hypothetically, they were legal inside high school competitions, quiz bowl competitions, would you then allow them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I do want to point out for the record that, you know, it's on a HIPAA regulations make it, you can't give the kids drug tests. That's not allowed.
He's good. Okay. Well, we.
You understand?
Then we can't. Yeah.
It's not fair to the kids. That's those are their medical records and they're minors.
What do you want me to do with these bags of urine?
You brought bags of urine?
I'm just saying we already got the. I got six of the kids to pee in these sacks.
Oh, you did? I thought we were going to ask his permission.
We are going to ask his permission. We are right now.
Let me see those.
This is
bags of urine.
This is
whose are these?
This is Billy's.
Don't tell him any names. God, don't.
This is McClint.
They're going to be retribution.
I'm going to take this. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to have this.
This is Ricky Fowler's.
Yeah, you can have that one. Take that one.
Oh, you must not be a good athlete or a good scorer.
Who else you got?
Teddy Plimpton.
No, give me that.
Oh, Ranjita. You got Ranjita. That's his superstar.
Give me that.
Don't give him the piss bags.
Ow! It just exploded.
Ugh.
Gross.
Covered in pee.
Ugh. It's not easy to get a female to pee in a bag.
I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave.
No problem. This is gross in here.
Thank you, Coach. I guess my last question for you is, like, at what cost would you... At what point is a victory not worth everything?
Is there ever a line you wouldn't cross to gain a win?
You see the byproduct and the waste behind that you lay waste to some of these children's lives.
The suicides, the sadness, the dark times.
The fear, the personality disorders.
The rebellion.
That's what makes us great. That's America. Are you kidding me? What, are we just gonna coddle them?
Thanks again for watching another important episode of Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Ron Livingston. Check Ron out on Loudermilk, a great show on Audience. And shout out to our producer, Anosh McAdam, who, incidentally, has only been trapped in a well two more times than most people. If you like what you hear, please rate us or review us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. Peace!
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.